What's going on, everybody? Joseph Mugen here, and this is Canna Business, aka TLDR Media. And today we're just gonna be talking about, I don't know what we're really gonna be talking about. I just figured I'm just gonna hop on the cast. Been a minute like usual. Well, I mean, we'll just do what I've been doing, updating what projects I've been working on. And yeah, that's it. And what I was trying to do. So, if you don't know, previously I've been working on a YouTube channel, gaming YouTube channel. I haven't quit that yet. It's actually been pretty fun. It's just, I've been learning a lot of video editing with iMovie, which is pretty decent, but now I'm trying to go into something a little bit stronger, or work with something that's a little bit stronger, I guess. I mean, although iMovie does the basics, but I know that in the future, I either will have to go to either start working with something, either Adobe Premiere, which is what most people generally use from what from the information I've gathered. But right now, I've actually been working with DaVinci Resolve 15. Just started doing tutorials a couple days ago. Really, really strong, powerful software for video editing. There's a huge learning curve, like always with a lot of the tech that we have to deal with. But if you are into video editing, definitely check that out. I mean, I've been podcasting my journey, been doing a lot of different things, vlogging to now making video content on YouTube, just to learn the different tactics of marketing, digital marketing, of course. And yes, digital marketing is insanely, there's a lot of stuff you got to learn if you want to learn all of it. And like always, that's what's, I think, taking me a little bit of time, but I'm definitely enjoying video editing, definitely enjoying learning video editing compared to blogging. And almost as equal to podcasting. Podcasting is really cool too. I think it's a lot easier than being on camera. Just from the experience that I've had. Now I've been doing YouTube for a little bit now, and I mean, I have about 8 videos, 10 videos. Nothing insane from what a lot of the YouTubers that I've been following that they've been talking about is, it takes about 100 videos for you to even start getting comfortable. And I don't know how many podcast episodes I have now, but I mean, I know it's more than 50 because I've been doing it about a year now. Not on a daily basis, I would say maybe a couple times a month. But yeah, it can be a difficult task, whether you're podcasting or YouTubing or blogging, because these may not be strengths that you have, and there might be skills that you have to learn how to develop, and it takes a while. You might think like, man, like, how am I ever going to be good at this, or be good enough to where I can get a job or anything of that sort. And I do apologize, I am driving like always. Not the best time to be podcasting, but hey, I mean, it's hands free. You know, I'm podcasting through my Bluetooth, so you'll hear a little bit of background noise. But I don't know, it's become kind of my thing to just podcast while I'm driving. It gives me something to do. I mean, besides concentrating on driving, of course, because I am concentrating more on that than. And I'm not saying I'm not concentrating on podcasting. I just, you know, this podcast is something for me to release my thoughts, give myself clarification. That's what it does. And since then, I mean, it's given me comfort to YouTubing. And, you know, I've always liked video format, video marketing. It's just, I mean, there's a couple of strategies you can take on YouTube. You know, you don't necessarily have to do a face reveal, and that's when you show who you are. And you know, you might talk about products, or you might do a video game tutorial, or you know, or just a tutorial in general. Actually, like how-tos, those are really popular. So, but and some of those people don't even show their faces. They show their hands. They just do voice reviews, or they do a voice tutorial where they just talk about things. Very similar to a podcast, but at the same time, though, you have to be able to show something visually. And people might think, and you might think that, you know, that might be difficult, but it's actually not as hard as you think. I mean, it really just takes maybe a couple days. I mean, maybe just one day for you to kind of understand, or I wouldn't say understand, but at least, you know, get something going. And I think that's what it's all about, is getting something going, putting content out there, and, you know, perfecting your content. It's not an overnight success, like you know, most businesses, most people, most careers. It's never an overnight success. And if it is, then, you know, that person got really, really lucky, because because I think that's what also, and although it encourages people, I think overnight success stories actually discourage people more. And because, you know, people think that, oh yeah, I mean, I used to think this too, and that's kind of the reason why I say that, because, you know, when, you know, 5-10 years ago, knowing of YouTube's been around for a while now, Google SEO, even just podcasting, things like that, I was hesitant. Most people, maybe not just most people, but just me, I was hesitant to learn these different platforms, because, you know, you think about the overnight success. And that's why I'm really happy that I do this podcast, because I know that it's not an overnight success. It takes a long time. You know, the amount of time that, you know, you've been working and dedicating your life to one thing, you know, it's hard to branch out to another, especially when it's something totally different where mentally you're not prepared. For example, working with intellectual property compared to working with physical property. Like, I was a chef before, you know, very hands-on. Not saying that digital marketing is not hands-on, but you have to really teach yourself to understand that things can automate, things can be done a certain way. There are different strategies. Strategies can be, you know, it takes a little bit of time for digital marketing strategies and digital marketing strategies. Did I say that? Tactics and strategies, that's what I meant. Digital marketing tactics and strategies, but it doesn't take as long as it used to when we used to do traditional marketing, where you have to, you know, print the mail or print the magazine and then wait for like a whole month. You know, the process is just a lot harder. You know, nowadays, with things being done digitally, and this is why this is a great time for creatives or anybody who has any creative ability, you know, you can, you know, show that. And people are, and the one thing with creatives is that they're really, I wouldn't say scared, but reluctant to show their craft, because maybe that might be the only thing that they're good at, but they have to understand that they're good at something. You know, they're not just like me, where I just like to talk, market stuff, talk to people about, you know, things, market different things, you know, so it's kind of hard. You know, because I know tons of people out there with talent, but, you know, and maybe they may not want to showcase their talent. I don't know why, you know, because you have to think about it this way. Something you've been working your ass off, you know, been concentrating, you know, you might have been doing, you know, this since you were young, and now you're an older person, but you don't know how to monetize it. What's the best time to do it? That's what I'm learning. Like, I'm doing it the opposite way. I'm learning the marketing strategy first, and at the same time, learning how to be a creative. Not that I wasn't creative before. You know, I do have a creative mindset. It's more of that I don't have any creative skill set. That's more like it. I don't have a creative skill set, so I have to learn more business. Well, I did have a lot of business skill sets, but now going through digital, I mean, it's a little bit harder, but I'm going to keep striving. I'm going to keep going. Like, I'm still podcasting. And that's my one thing when I started with the podcast, is that always be consistent. Try to be as consistent as possible. Excuse me. I had this talk about, or this saying about, you know, making rice and noodles. because I used to own a restaurant. So, and that was basically the oil to my machine. I mean, my workers were, but you just don't want to be the, you know, you just don't want to be a business that doesn't know how to run itself, or that can't run itself, or you don't want to be a business owner that doesn't know what's required for your business. Like I said, rice and noodles, that was required, especially as a Thai restaurant where you're consistently serving that every day. Every day, there's no doubt that you're gonna be serving that. That's something that you know, and that's something that you're, you know, and that's something that you want to, you know, I wouldn't say focus on, but always be automatic. You know, that's an automatic thing. You know, always get those done. Like getting up, always, you know, it's like brushing your teeth, washing your face, you know, rinsing your body on a daily basis. You know, so it's just little things like that, and then building those habits, and not just those habits, but also additional learning habits. If you're behind like me, I don't know what everybody's situation's at, but everybody's at different points in their life, and things may not be going the right way. So, I mean, this is from somebody who's been doing this for a year, and things aren't going the right way, but. Just like my business previous, my restaurant, you know, you just got to keep striving for it. You got to keep fighting for it. And if you don't, it's just going to beat the crap out of you. And you're just going to let the world beat the crap out of you. And then you sit there and complain 5 years from now, like, man, if I would have kept doing that, if I would have kept doing this, man, where would I be? You don't want to be in that situation. You want to be in the situation where you're like, hey, man, it's been 5 years and I'm glad that I've taken this position, or I'm glad that I've done this to change my life. Funny story, just got back from Cali, went to a friend's wedding. Friend of mine, I've known him for, I used to work with him at Disneyland, and you know, he got fired, but then his next job, he met his wife, you know, his future wife, who would be his future wife, we married now. So, kind of happy, like I said, you know, like I told him, I was like, man, you know, if you didn't get fired, you wouldn't have met your wife, and you know, I'm happy for that, you know. And coincidentally, he got fired because of me. But that's a different story. It's partially because of me. It's because he had too many points. He clocked in. He should have been out on the floor, but he wasn't. And the manager saw him, asked him if he clocked in. You know, he got points for that. Manager couldn't help him out this time. Got fired, but met his wife. But besides all that, though, met a few of his roommates. One of them does tattoos. I'm like, wow, cool, man. Like, you do tattoos. He has over 10,000 followers on Instagram. Don't know what to do with it. Don't know, you know, like he's just like, wow, it's really cool because I'm getting a lot of inquiries because my Instagram page, he was telling me that people are flying into Southern California to get tattoos done, you know, because, you know, tattoos cost money. Tattoos are going to be on your body forever unless you're really rich and you can afford LASIK, which is also really, really expensive. So basically, we were just talking about, and he was telling me that he's been a tattoo artist for 5-6 years. Not just that, but previous to that, he quit a corporate job, a corporate 8-to-5, 9-to-5, or whatever you want to call it, because he just wasn't happy. And then an opportunity arose. I was like, how did you get started? What is your origin story? He's like, well, one day, you know, he just did tattoos. You know, he's always done tattoos at home, you know, had that experience. And then one day the opportunity arose where there was an opening at a tattoo shop that he knew of, and they're like, yeah, we're in need of somebody, especially some, you know, I mean, I don't know like what talent level, but they were willing to let him stay there and, you know, learn. And 5 years after, I meet the guy, and he's like, man, like, it was the best decision I've made in my life. He's like, I'm extremely happy. You know, he drives a nice car. He drives a freaking Mustang 5.0, which I know, and the new ones, you know, I'm not as into cars as I used to be when I was younger, but I can assure you it's a pretty expensive car. And he lives in Southern California with just a, you know, another roommate, and then my friend and his wife. So he only has 3 roommates, you know, just like a small little family, honestly. And yeah, I mean, living pretty good, decent, you know. I mean, I don't know what else is going on in his life, but from what I could tell, as far as being a
for him being a, you know, a tattoo artist, I mean, it's a pretty good life, you know, doing something that you really enjoy, you love, and, you know, being able to monetize that digitally, not, you know, just doing it. You know, I don't know if there was any intent when he was doing his Instagram page, but yeah, I mean, and I know there's, and I know and have heard of other tattoo artists or other businesses that were able to get client inquiries through Instagram or social media. And I'm pretty sure that maybe your business or maybe you have done that. And I think it's really cool. I mean, it's a job in its own. That's what he's telling me. Of course it is, because just posting up consistently, and not just that, but also answering the inquiries and all that. Sometimes people might just be asking questions. Sometimes people are really serious. So, you know, you have to learn how to, like, deal with all that. And besides all that, he was telling me that in between, from transition to being, you know, a corporate, corporate employee to a tattoo artist, took him about a year. Basically, he was working 40 to 80 hours a week, because he's basically, I wouldn't say 40 to 80, but let's just say it like this. He does 40 hours on his, you know, his other job, his corporate job. And then even if he spent 30 hours, 20 to 30 hours as a part-time tattoo artist, you know, that's still about, I don't know, you put another, let's say he does 7 days, 5 hours, you know, another 30 to 35 hours a week. So it's like he's working about 85 hours, 95 hours a week for that whole year. But for him, he said it was worth the best decision he's made in his life. And although I'm not in the great situation right now, but, you know, I want to look back 5 years from now, 4 years from now, and be happy that I did try. Even if I'm not successful, but knowing that I gave it my all, and that I was just not beating around the bushes, and, you know, and hopefully I can prove to myself that I'm capable of doing marketing and being successful in my terms. And from what I say successful is just, you know, just being able to provide my family with this new craft that I've learned over the past year, and, you know, being able to have, being able to be autonomous. And autonomous is like baby, being able to just do things on my own time, and I think that'd be really cool. But yeah, other than that, thank you for listening though today. You know, like always, scattered thoughts, things that I just, that just going through my mind. So, but thank you for listening. Leave a favorite, leave a like, leave an applause, leave a comment. If you like, I don't know, I mean, I do this, I keep forgetting to do this shit. I don't do it in my YouTube videos. I hate doing it in my YouTube videos, but it's something that you gotta learn. Because, I mean, they call that action verbs and whatnot, and sales copy. And basically, as a video marketer, that's what you're doing. But yeah, other than that, though, thank you for listening again. This is Joseph Mugen with TLDR, also known as Canna Business. Check out my YouTube channel. Check out my YouTube channel, Canna Business. And I think right now my gaming channel is just Blitz Gaming or Joseph, Mr. Mugen. Check out Mr. Mugen as well. But other than that, thank you for listening. Mugen out. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.